time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, sports fans. This is Brian Patch, Bob Leverett, and we added a third amigo. Not sure if we got any smarter adding a third one, but we added him anyway, and that is Darian Sheffer with us tonight. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
How you doing, Coach?
Wonderful. You guys?
Good. Real good.
Good. All right, we got ourselves Walpock coming in tonight. Walpock Redskins coming in tonight with a record of 4-6. Bob, what do you know about them?
Not a whole lot. I know they lost a ton of seniors from last year's squad. That was really good. They do have a shooter back. Got beat last night by Lima Shawnee by quite a bit, but Shawnee's also ranked about sixth in state in Division II. So, they're around the 500 mark. I think, Brian, 4-7 or so, something like that, is what Max Preps had them at, but Max Preps isn't always right. But so we're going to go off of that. Like you said, not knowing a whole lot about them. It's just going to be your typical Saturday night basketball game. Both teams had hard-fought league games last night, so look for a slower game tonight, and hopefully we can get back on track here. Darian, you got anything on them?
I do not, Coach.
So much for our scouting report. All right, we got Max Preps had them at some of our, I guess, common opponents, but their record, they had them at 4-6. Delphus Jefferson, they lost to Delphus, who we had beat a couple weeks ago. They lost to them 54-46. They got a win at Indian Lake, a win against Bell Fountain, lost to St. Mary's, who we played and beat on a last-second shot early in the year. St. Mary's beat them 56-40. Lost to Minster, who we just played last week. We lost by two. They lost by four, 59-55. Lost to Van Wert. Beat Greenville. They won at Lima Perry. Lost against Bluffton. And then last night, picking up a loss against Lima Senior, which, again, is no shame in that, because I should say not LCC, but Lima Senior, or Shawnee, excuse me, is pretty good. And they lost 59-43. So, all righty. Take a little break and we'll be back here getting ready for the anthem and talk a little bit about starting lineups and JV game and our girls game today.
From Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you Thursday, January the 16th. We have everything you need for some great family meals. There's beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound. We also have bone-in pork chops for only $2.99 a pound, and all varieties of shake and bake for $3.49 each. All varieties of best choice instant or sliced potatoes are $1.69 for the 4 to 6 ounce size. All varieties of our best choice 48-ounce jars of applesauce for $2.85 each, and the 29-ounce can of veg-all mixed vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have Eckert's Virginia brand ham for $4.99 a pound, and Big Eye Swiss is just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great prices throughout our store on all your favorite items. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
From Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you Thursday, January the 16th. We have everything you need for some great family meals. There's beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound. We also have bone-in pork chops for only $2.99 a pound, and all varieties of shake and bake for $3.49 each. All varieties of best choice instant or sliced potatoes are $1.69 for the 4 to 6 ounce size. All varieties of our best choice 48-ounce jars of applesauce for $2.85 each, and the 29-ounce can of Veg-All mixed vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $4.99 a pound, and Big Eye Swiss is just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great prices throughout our store on all your favorite items. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
Sports fans, we are back here again with the starting lineups, and Bob has with the Wapakoneta Redskins starting lineups there, Bob?
Yeah, for the Redskins tonight, we got number two, Noah Ambos, a 5'11 junior. Point guard, number three, Reed Miracle, a 6-foot senior. Number 10, Braden Goulette, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 21, Trey Ware, a 6'7 senior. And number 24, Garrett Sebring, a 6-foot junior. For the Indians, Brian, who we got?
All right, a little change up in the starting lineup, and I actually kind of like this a little bit, guys, that Coach Milton is letting every starter or every guy on the varsity team be able to come out and actually come through the starting lineup. So I think that's a kind of cool thing. So Ian Holman, who's a senior here, not just be on senior night, but actually have a chance to start here and come out. So first of all, our starters is number two, Regan Martin, who's a 6'3 junior. Number three, Derek Judy, 6'1 junior. Number five, Ian Holman, who's a 6'1 senior. Number 12, Clay Schmidt, who's a 6'5 junior. And number 41, the big fella in the middle, Brian Benn, who's a 6'5 junior. So Coach Milton's trying to let everyone have that starting lineup here at home, where they can come out through the purple haze and come out through the starting lineup, which I think is kind of a cool thing. So. And he's actually announced last, so Ian Holman, kind of a little special thing there for the senior. He is coming off of some type of injury. Not sure, really, I don't know if it's injury or sickness, but he's had some, I don't know if it's not chicken pox, but it's something he had where he got from being in a hot tub and
some type of skin condition.
Yeah. So he's
gonna survive.
Yeah, he's missed a couple weeks and haven't been able to play and be at practice. So has a chance to kind of come out tonight, get that starting spot there. So. And the other thing. thing is, I think Bob Keita tonight, as you had said earlier, is maybe not so much worry about Walpock and what they do, but more worry about what us, as the Indians, and what we need to do on a Saturday night. You know, sometimes the Saturday night legs aren't there, so it's, you know, us taking care of business on defense and us playing smart on offense.
Absolutely. Let's do what we're good at. Ease into the game, get the flow, get the pace the way we want it, and then kind of fill them out a little bit and go from there. All righty, we're ready to tip things off here at the fourth side. We got Clay Smith getting ready to tip it up against Trey Ware, 6'7". Clay goes and gets it. Over to Derek Jeudy. He's going to bring the ball up to the circle here. Derek Jeudy at the center line. Looks like we're going to go into a little high ball screen off of Brian. Derek looks to get to the high post there. Kicks it over to Ian in the corner. Ian over to Clay Smith. Smitty doing some work down low. Powers it up. No good. Brian, weak side board, gets blocked. Walpock's bringing it up. Ambos up the wing to Gillette. Gillette stuck on the baseline. Nice job by Brian stopping him off there. Kicks it out to the corner. Three ball by Miracle for Walpock. Derek G bringing it up the sideline. Looking over to Ian in the corner. Nothing there. Back up to the center circle. Closely guarded by Ambos. Over to Ian. Ian into Brian Ben on the block. Brian, a little drop step power up over 6'7". Ware, no good. Derek Jeudy at the rebound. Left hand up and in. 3-2 early on here at the fourth site. Walpock up by one. Of course, coming out in a little man-to-man, it looks like. Trey Ware with the ball in the wing, 6'7", senior, up top to Ambos. Sorry, Willow. Miracle with the ball in the wing. Looks to drive, kicks it over to Walpock's head coach calling out a set here. Doing a lot of ball screens, a little bit of a weave, similar to what we do. Ware for a deep three. Gets a little bit of glass there. Probably not the shot they were looking for. Indians up the sideline quick. Ian over to Clay Smith. Smitty out to Regan. Regan can't find a three. Walpock brings it up with Ambos. Little dribble. Stutter step against Regan Martin. Marty sets him down there. Over to Miracle up top. A little double screen there on Walpock. We're going to get...
Ian Holman with the...
Yeah, Ian Holman tried to get through that screen, a little push through the screen there, so Walpock ball underneath there. Darian, what are you seeing early on that Walpock's trying to do offensively? Darian's got nothing for us. I'm not even sure why he's sitting up there. I think he just wants some free candy. Long three by Ambos. Derek Jeudy with the rebound, brings it up, pushes. Nothing there. Closely guarded by Ambos. Takes to the corner, crosses him over, baseline drive. Left hand up and in. Derek Jeudy.
Good Derek take Jeudy. There by yeah. Derek. Getting to the basket and finishing on that left hand.
Doug Davis is calling out a set. Looks like he wants to spread us out a little bit there, just with his hand gestures there. Gillo with the drive, kick out to Miracle, three. We're going to get Derek Jeudy boxing him out. They're going to call a foul. He's going to go to the line and shoot three for Walpock. First one up, no good. So, yeah, so far tonight, fellas, it's kind of like we said, they're your typical Saturday night. Teams are kind of filling each other out. Probably don't have a real good scouting report on either team. You know, obviously it's not a league game, so you don't put as much attention towards the Saturday night games. But, yeah, it's more about, I think, what you're doing as a team and getting your stuff under control and trying to get that win on a Saturday night.
Yeah, usually Monday through Thursday's prep for Friday night conference game, and Saturday's prep usually comes about Saturday morning when you have your walkthroughs and you talk about those things. And missed both those free throws. Quickly up the line to Regan Martin, down to Clay Schmidt. Schmidt kicks it out to Ryan Post that just checked in. Him and Grant Canassi and Gavin Toby now on the floor with Regan and Schmidt. Over to Grant on the wing. Grant eyes it up a little bit and dribbles it off his foot into the crowd to his cousin Doug Weigel there.
So, unforced turnover for the Indians. Coach Milton shaking his head on that one, boys.
I think he was trying to call out a set, and Grant's trying to look at him and see what set he wanted and just dribbled right off his foot.
Yeah, this is an unfortunate turnover. Walpock with the ball. Ambos, little drive to the elbow, kicks out to Ware. Ware eyes it up, being 6'7", he can pretty much see over anybody. I don't think he's going to post up very much tonight. Seifert with the drive, kicks out over to Miracle. Miracle back over to Trey Ware. Ware back to Gilloat. I'm not real sure what Walpock is wanting to do here, but they're definitely taking their sweet time. Three ball up, no good. Rebound, Regan Martin. Marty's going to push it. Ford's trying to push it a little bit here early on. Up ahead to Clay Smith. Baseline jumper, no good. Ambos with the rebound, brings it up center circle. Closely guarded by Clay Smith. Gets by him. Drives in. Tips out. Stops on the block. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Ambos. Coach Davis is going to call set for Walpock here. Over to Seifert. Seifert to Ware. Ware back to Ambos. Top of the circle. Noah Ambos drives in for a score there. Just split us right down the middle there, Brian.
Yeah, we got gapped on defense, no help side, and Regan thought he double dribbled off of that, and the official said, no, you knocked it away, so they played on.
Quickly to the other end, Regan Martin with a high ball screen from Gavin Toby. Loses control. Ambos picks it up. He's driving in, closely guarded by Toasty.
Offensive.
Yeah, it looked like he had a little bit of an elbow off there, but they're going to call it on Ryan Poster. He's going to go to the line and shoot two.
Well, right now, Coach Milton cannot be happy with kind of the start to this game, even though it's only, 5-4 game here early in the first quarter. With 3:15 to go, but just our lack of focus and kind of execution is not a great way to start this game.
Yeah, we're definitely not running our stuff. Guys are kind of looking like they want to do their own thing tonight here early on. We got Cale Rammel and Brian Benn checking into the game here for the Indians. So early on, 3 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the Fallen Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. 7-4, the Walpock Redskins over the Fort Recovery Indians. Brian Post is going to bring it up. He's guarded by Ambos at the top of the circle. Kicks it over to Grant Kanafke on the wing. Back over to Gavin, top of the circle. Swings it over to Cale Rammel, over to Ryan Post, into Brian Benn. Brian's trying to kick it out to Gavin. Gavin over to Grant. Grant drives in, loses it. It's going to be out of bounds on Walpock there underneath.
Yeah, I think a couple times we've got the ball into Clay and Brian about 3 or 4 feet away from the basket, and we're throwing it out to the perimeter, and instead of just taking it up strong and finishing inside, we got to do a better job of being a little more selfish inside.
Right, they don't have a guy that can guard Brian or Clay for that matter, just size-wise. I mean, just pure muscle and athleticism. Quick inbound step to Clay Smith, took a little five-footer, 6'7" early on here, and he's down one. Looks like the fort's going to stay in that little man-to-man with Brian helping down low. Quick out. Corner three by Caden Seifert from Walpock. No good. Derek Jeudy with the high rebound. Pushes it up. Derek's going to go coast to coast. Gets fouled.
Good
He's going to go to the line and shoot two there.
No one stopped him, and he went to the bucket like he's supposed to do.
Hey, welcome to the game there, Darian Shepard. Yeah, exactly. They just didn't pick him up. Derek kind of felt him out all the way down the floor and got to the rim there. They found he's going to shoot two for us. First one up, no good. Gavin Toby's going to check back in for Brian Benn. Derek Jeudy at the line shooting his second free throw. It's up and good. Tie ball game, 7-7 here. 2:29 in the first quarter, Fall Mechanical scoreboard.
Derek cashes in on that Hall Brother foul line.
We like that Hall Brother foul line. All right, Indians back to the man-to-man. Looks like Coach is going to go with a pretty athletic group here. He's got Benny out, and we're starting to put a little more pressure on him as far as the ball pressure, right, Brian?
Yeah, a little more active, it looks like, on the defensive end. Our hands are active, our feet are active. We're talking a little bit more right here. So he's kind of fed guys in and out here real quick. Maybe instead of taking a timeout, maybe he gave him a little pep talk individually.
Yeah, I think he's sending the message right away. If you want to play tonight, you better turn your light on, boys. All right, up top with Ambos at the top of the circle. He's got it by Clay Schmidt. Wapak's just running the motion with a little bit of some ball screens, getting some curl cuts. A pretty nice motion offense. Deep three by Ambos there. Gillette, no good. Rebounded by Derek G. Up to Gavin Toby. Down to Smitty on the block. Smitty should score this, and he does.
Nice drop step
there by Clay Smith. Powers it up and in.
He just got big boyed on that one. Just took him straight there and put him, buried him on the block. Look at the great drop step.
Yeah, like I said earlier, they don't have any muscle down low, so we should be able to pound it inside. Trey Ware for a deep three for Walpock. No good. Grant Kanapke with the rebound. Up to Derek Judy. Coach Melton's going to run a little clock here. Calling out a set. Derek Judy top the circle. Over to Grant on the sideline. Grant over to Gavin. Swings it to Clay. Back to Derek. Yep, getting that seal up for Cale Ramel on the block there.
They're trying to post Cale up.
Yeah, posting the freshman up. See what he can do. He's definitely got the size advantage against that kid.
I think the other thing that does, too, is it maybe gets him inside where he can get a buck and get a little confidence going as well for the freshman.
Right. So the Indians are going to inbound it underneath with Derek Judy taking it out. Oh, little high.
Great slip.
Great slip by Clay Schmidt. Up, no good. Derek Judy rebound, no good. Walpock pushes it up to Ware. Ware picks up his dribble. He's over to Reed Miracle with the ball at the top of the circle. Over to Peyton DeBell.
Oh, good call.
Got a moving screen over there by Caden Seifring. On Walpock, the Fort Recovery Indians are going to get the ball back here with 51 seconds left in the Fallen Mechanical first quarter.
Hey, just so you know, we got an official's point of view here, too, don't we, Darren?
We do. We've got a seventh grade coach / official's view.
Hey, by the way, you did a great job in your varsity game I saw, Darren.
I appreciate that.
We're going to talk about that later. Indians up the sideline there. Grant Kanapke on the wing. Looking it over. Down to 25 seconds over to Ryan Post. Deep entry pass over to Brian Bendy. Kicks it sideline over to Clay Schmitz. Drives in, loses it, catches it, scoops it up and scores.
Good move by Clay, but I would have loved to have seen Brian Ben just power drop step that thing up. There's
absolutely
no one. I mean, Ware's 6'7", but he's probably a buck 65, and Brian Ben's over probably three bills, and he could just need to drop step and take that up.
Walpock with the ball now. We've got Reed Miracle on the wing with it. Swings it over to DeBell. DeBell over to Ware. Little motion action by the Walpock. Three ball tipped at the buzzer. No good. That's going to be our first quarter. The Indians are up 11-7 over the Walpock Redskins. First quarter scoreboard, Fallen Mechanical. We're going to go to a quick break here.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
All right. Welcome back to the fourth side. Start of the second quarter. I'm Bob Leverett with Brian Patch and Darian Sheffer on the call tonight. After one quarter, the Indians are up 11-7. Wolfox got the ball up top there. Looks like we got Garrett Seifring with it. He kicks it over to Caden Seifring. Gets to the elbow. Little kick out to Peyton. The ball on the drive. A little ball handoff. He gets to the rack. He's stopped by Regan Martin on that one. He's going to go to the line and shoot one. The old-fashioned three-point play here.
And right there, the Redskins basically went almost to four corners, and they put Brian Ben's man, who he was guarding with the ball, up top and made the big fella have to move his feet a little bit, and that's how they got that drive off of a help.
Yep, free throw up and in. That makes it 10-11. Indians are up by one. Ryan Post brings it up across center circle. We've got Clay Smith, Brian Ben, Grant Kanapke, and Regan Martin on the floor for the Indians. A little curl cut for Brian Ben coming down the block. He's doubled up, kicks out to Regan Martin in the corner. Three, no good. Brian weak side. Almost got over the back, but he pulled his hands back. Good play on his part. Could have got a quick, easy foul there.
Ooh.
Baseline drive by Walpock there.
Little bump.
A little bump.
Big bump there by Marty on the baseline. So Walpock pulls it out. We've got Peyton the ball up top. Looking to get that another ball handoff over to Garrett Seifring. Garrett Seifring kicks it out to Caden Seifring. Three ball for Walpock. No good. Grant Kanapke at the carom. Pushes it over to Ryan Post up the sideline there. Posty with an interchange with Regan on the sideline. Kicks it up to Regan. Center circle. Over to Grant. High ball screen by Ben. Little bounce pass to Benny.
Good basketball.
Oh. Clay Smith. Yeah, right there. Little give and go where ball screen. Brian slips it down. Bounce pass to Brian. He just flat out misses it. Clay Smith gets the rebound, gets fouled up. He's going to shoot two free throws for us.
Brian kind of tried to do all that in one motion. He maybe should have just jump stopped right there and took it up strong versus trying to maybe go in all one motion.
Yeah, maybe a little five-footer instead of powering it up. First one up, the play is good. Derek Jeter's going to check back in for Ryan Post for the Indians.
Clay Schmitz leading the Indians with 7 points. Derek Jeter with the other five.
Second one up for Clay. Good.
I would say the emphasis in this game is definitely trying to pound the ball inside. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And it looks like Coach Mills, he's had Brian in and out several times this first half already. He's going to try and keep him fresh. All right. The other way with the Wolfpack Redskins. Right there, we got Peyton the ball, gets to the elbow. Loses control of it. The Indians dive on it. Jump ball. We're going to take it the other way. Right now, Wolfpack is really trying to turn the corner to get to that A gap and create things. Trying to use that quickness against us, but I'm not sure that they're any quicker than we are. We've got some pretty good athletes on the
field. They're really small. That's the difference between them and us, is they're really small, but we're just as quick, plus we have some size.
Right.
So.
Yep. Up the floor quick. Derek Jeter over to Gavin Toby. Gavin back to Derek. Coach Milton's calling some sets out here. Over to Gavin. Gavin up to Grant, center circle. Swings it.
Yeah, we're just going to try and pound it into Clay.
The running one here to the corner. Grant, 3-point shot, no good. Rebounded Wolfpack. Painting the ball up the sideline. He's going to throw it over to Reed Miracle up top, center circle. Ooh, a little better step by Garrett Seifring. I thought he might have traveled.
I definitely thought he did.
He shoots the pull-up jumper for two. 13-12. The Indians are up 1:30 here in the Wabash Mutual second quarter. Derek Jeter quickly up the other end.
Why not just shoot a layup?
Tries to pound it into Clay when he probably had a left-handed lift there.
Take it. They're giving it to you. You got to take it.
Absolutely. Out of bounds on Wolfpack. Derek's going to inbound it for us here. Little box look for the Indians. Throws it into Clay. Over to Regan. Back to Grant. Stepping
one
in.
Time.
Corner three. Good.
Great set.
Little misdirection there, Brian.
Yep, love it. Misdirection. A little Grant coming off of a stagger screen on the baseline, getting his feet squared up and shoulders, and down it goes.
Quick three from Wolfpack on the other end by Reed Miracle. No good. Derek pushes it.
Oh.
Derek pushes it up to Regan Martin. Marty throws it to Clay. A little bit too quick on that one. Clay wasn't quite ready. Turns it over.
That was a fastball in the chest 2 feet away.
No doubt. Walfalk back the other way with a quick layup, and they miss. We get the rebound. Derek Jeudy center circle. Coach Millen's calling the set out here. See what we got going on here. Little 1-4 high. Clear out for Clay. Doing a little work. A little fadeaway jumper. Good.
Clay Smith looking good early
Smith
on.
Clay Smith came to play tonight, boys. All right. Walfalk the other way. Noah Ambos brings it up. Sideline. Little ball handoff over to Peyton DeBall. The ball over to Garrett Seifring. Throws up a three. No good. Derek Jeudy.
Oh. Steve Smith was wide open. Caught that one.
Yeah. Derek forcing it over to Regan when he had an easy one to Clay Smith running right down the lane right there.
Hit the wrong Smith.
Hit the wrong Smith. Great catch by Steve in the front row, though. Was that Steve or
yep.
Greg?
Yep, Bubba. Bubba caught it.
Greg would have dropped it. I played with him. Ain't no way he would have caught it. All right, Walpock back the other way. Trey Ware with the ball up top. Drives sideline over to Gillette. He kicked it to the corner to Ambos. Right now they get a stagger scheme and a little set here. Coach Davis wants one. Gillette shoots a little 5-footer. Gets blocked by Derek Jeudy. Deep three by Ware. No good. Rebound to Grant Kanapke. Grant's going to pull it out. Over to Derek Jeudy center circle here. Coach Melton wants another set. I'd say we're probably going to go inside here, boys. What do you think?
I hope.
All right, Regan Martin on the drive. Marty drove lane line there, tipped out of bounds by Walpock. We're going to inbound it underneath. We got Cale Ramel back in the game for Regan Martin.
Great drive by Regan. Just lost it out of bounds.
Yep.
Great drive.
Yeah, got by his man. And all right, the Indians inbound it with Derek Jeudy. Little curl screen for Grant Kanapke off a double there. Over to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy comes up, center circle, gets him set. Over to Cale Ramel on the sideline, over in front of mom and dad. Little drive to the left, quick.
Good pass to Gavin.
Great pass to Gavin Toby. And Gavin hits Clay Smith on a cutting drive down the baseline for two more.
Good unselfing fastball right there.
Clay Smith with an early 12 in this game, and he earns up for our 20-12, 257 in the Wabash Mutual second quarter scoreboard. Walpock with the ball up top. We got Gillette up top with the ball. Redskins are really trying to spread the Indians out here. Like we said earlier, a lot smaller and quick, but not any quicker. We're a lot stronger and bigger than they are.
That we are for sure.
So we'll see if that doesn't work for them or not. Right now they're struggling to get a shot, and they are. It's not a good one.
It's usually one and done.
One and done so far, yeah. Right there, they drive down the middle, throw up a circus shot, no good. Indians get the rebound, and they foul quick on the way up the floor. So Fort Recovery's going to inbound at that three-quarter court here with Gavin Toby. He's going to throw it into Ryan Post with Cale Ramel, Grant Kanapke, and Clay Smith on the floor for the Indians.
And that's only five team fouls for the Redskins, and the Indians going out four. So no shots to be done yet.
Bob Leveret getting some business over here. Probably someone trying to make a haircut appointment.
Got an emergency. Something got crazy at a bachelor party or something. All right. Quick three by Grant Kanapke. Deep. Good. Grant Kanapke with a volleyball line three off a little curl cut there. All right. Walpock, Coach Davis is going to want to talk this one over. 23-12, 207 in the second quarter World Bass Mutual. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm
And we're we're back here. Redskins have the ball, taking it out, and they get called for steps. Ambos got called dragging his pivot foot.
All righty. On the fourth of the innings, we got Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Kale Rammel, Grant Kanapke, and Clay Schmitz. Poster brings it up across center circle here. Quickly over to Kale Rammel. Kale gets Grant Kanapke on a curl screen, top of the key. Over to Clay Schmitz, three ball from the corner, no good. Rebounded Wapaw. Wapaw brings it up, still in that spread look here. Over to Trey Ware, the 6'7 senior. Top of the key to Garrett Seyfried. Three ball, no good. Looks like we got a little bit of a
push on Kale.
What we got there, fellas? Push on who?
Kale Rammel, trying to get through the screen.
Trying to get through that screen. All righty. Wapaw's going to inbound it underneath, it looks like here. Ian Holman check it in for Kale Rammel.
I think that's when you maybe let Kale play a little bit more on that.
Quick inbound set. Throws it up top to Trey Ware at the top of the corner. Top of the circle for a quick three. No good. Indians back the other way. Gavin Toby up to Ryan Post. Post to the top of the circle. Little one-on-one. Closely guarded by Noah Ambos. Gets by him. Post gets by him. Shoots an elbow jumper. And it goes in. As he's doing that, Coach Mellon calls the timeout. And that ain't going to count. So Coach gets his timeout. And Posty's walking to the 30-second timeout, shaking his head at Coach Melton. Coach Melton, he's got no answer for him. It's bad.
All right, we'll take a break.
Note from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort
Recovery. All right, we're back here. A minute five to go in the second quarter. Ryan Post has it up top, throws it over to Grant Kanapke. Back up to Ryan. Wapaw shifts to a 2-3 zone during that last timeout. So it takes away the set that the Indians were wanting to run. Gets it over to Grant on the left-hand side, throws it back up to Ryan. Are we going for one shot here, or we just get out of our set that we wanted?
I think we're just out of our set that we wanted there.
Ian Holman thought about a three, throws it over to Ryan. 31 seconds, we might as well pull it back up. Now take one shot. Looks like that's what we're going to do. The Wapaw's trying to trap a little bit out of it, so we can't just be comfortable here. So Grant Kanapke says, I'll shoot a three instead. On the left-hand wing, Ian Holman gets a rebound, 15 seconds. Pushed it back to him inside the big Brian Ben. So throws it over to Clay, but they're calling tip ball out of bounds.
I'm not sure what Brian's trying to do there. He's got position on the block, and he's not even foul off. He's not even looking to score.
Regan checks in for Ian Holman. 10.2 seconds, 23-12 Indians. Wapaw staying in that 2-3 zone, and that maybe might how they have to guard us, take away our inside. Get us to Brian Ben on the wing. 7 seconds. Hopefully we know the clock. Get it into Regan Martin, driving left on the baseline. Little pass to Brian Ben inside, gets deflected. Brian Post at the buzzer. Ah, short. Comes up short. Quick synopsis there, Bob, of that hat.
Full recovery, a little shaky early on in the first quarter, settled down there late. Got some good looks in the second quarter, got a little lead going there. Defensively, I thought we were pretty solid. We held them to 12 points. Pretty physical man-to-man defense by the Indians. So, it looks like I would say Wapaw's going to probably come out and play a little bit more of that 2-3 zone in the second half. We'll see what happens here.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with some JV stats and varsity stats.
Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
From Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you Thursday, January the 16th. We have everything you need for some great family meals. There's beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound. We also have bone-in pork chops for only $2.99 a pound, and all varieties of shake and bake for $3.49 each. All varieties of best choice instant or sliced potatoes are $1.69 for the 4 to 6 ounce size. All varieties of our best choice 48-ounce jars of applesauce for $2.85 each, and the 29-ounce can of veg-all mixed vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have Eckert's Virginia brand ham for $4.99 a pound, and Big Eye Swiss is just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great prices throughout our store on all your favorite items. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We are back here in the Forsyth Fieldhouse where the Indians lead us at halftime with a score of 23-12. I'll go over some halftime stats here with you. Grant Kanacki, he is with 6 points. He's got two threes, shooting 2 of 3 from the three-point line. Clay Schmitz with 6 in the first and 6 in the second, gives him a total of 12 points. And then Derek Jeudy with a nice 5 points here in the first quarter, so that gives us a total of 23 points. Over for the Walpaw Redskins, Noah Ambos, 3 points. Reed Miracle with 4. Peyton DeBell with 3. And Garrett Sabring with 2.
And I want to remind Indian fans here, games next week that Thursday night, the girls will be hosting the New Knoxville Rangers. And that will be on simulcast with WPGW. And on Friday, the boys are playing at Knoxville. It will be an FRR broadcast, but varsity only. Varsity only, and the game will start at 6:30.
Really?
So Knoxville has no JV team, so they're low on numbers, and the game will start at 6:30. So if you plan on heading over to the barn next Friday night at New Knoxville, make sure that you are there at 6:30 for a varsity only start time. So make sure you let all your family and friends know who's going to that game, 6:30 varsity start time. So.
Is that the same pay that we usually get on that night, or is that a little less?
Yeah, I think it's the same pay for us, Bob. Same pay for us. So,
hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Corey and Clark May.
I saw their Snapchat of Corey.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they're up to tonight, but they
were at the Ohio State Indiana game in Bloomington.
That explains why we got beat.
Yep.
Talk about two of the most unlucky guys in the world right there.
They had great seats, though.
Well, no doubt. They had Chris Miller with them.
All right, quick update here on the JV. First quarter, Fort Recovery led 16-12. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Redskins 10-9 to take a 26-21 lead at halftime. In the third quarter, the Indians outscored Walpock 16-13 to take a 42-34 lead. Got a little close there in the fourth quarter. We were stuck on 42 for about 5 minutes, and we actually trailed Walpock at that point, but Walpock did outscore us 9-8 in that fourth quarter. But the Indians hang on to win with a 50-45 victory, improving their record to, I believe it is, the record is 5-6 for the Indians. So 5-6 for the JV team. Owen Judy led the way with 18. Caleb Evers with 12. Daniel Patch with 9. Kobe Wendell with 6. And Riley Heiser with 5. So also, our girls team went up to OG today and got beat by a very good OG team who was 10-1, now 11-1. And Indians fall to 8-3 on the season. But one thing, as you guys know, Indians do a lot of great things in the community with the Fort Recovery Gala and things like that. And we, you know, honor state champions and MAC teams that come in here that have participated in state. One thing our girls team did today I thought was pretty cool is one of the players, Erin Kaufman, who's a sophomore, who's really good for them. Her aunt passed away yesterday in a car accident, and her husband was the JV coach of the boys team, and our girls brought up and made a little donation to the family, and a monetary donation and also a card. We did our team kind of honored their team a little bit, and Erin for that. And I know as we were walking out the gym doors to leave, when Annie and I were leaving, you would not believe how many OG fans stopped us on the way by and said, hey, your girls are tremendous. We really appreciate that. So, you know, thanking us for that. So I think that's one of those things that, you know, it's basketball. We want to come out. We want to play. We want to win and all that good stuff. But forgetting, you know, not forgetting about the important things in life, and that is life itself. So, you know, I think kudos to Coach Scan and our girls team for representing our community. And those little things I think also go unnoticed. So I wanted to give a shout out to our girls team for that.
Yeah, what a great gesture by Coach Scan and the girls there.
All righty, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back.
From Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you Thursday, January the 16th. We have everything you need for some great family meals. There's beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound. We also have bone-in pork chops for only $2.99 a pound, and all varieties of shake and bake for $3.49 each. All varieties of best choice instant or sliced potatoes are $1.69 for the 4 to 6 ounce size. All varieties of our best choice 48-ounce jars of applesauce for $2.85 each, and the 29-ounce can of veg-all mixed vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $4.99 a pound, and Big Eye Swiss is just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great prices throughout our store on all your favorite items. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, and one of the things that many hats that Darian Sheffer wears besides legendary broadcast here on Fort Recovery Radio is officiating, which we talked about. And, you know, I will say as a former coach and a fan here, Darian, you got possibilities if you'd actually spend a little time working at it as far as not working, but actually doing it a lot more, especially at the varsity level. I mean, you're pretty good with that. So tell us kind of how you got into that.
Well, obviously, I think most of you know, I never went to college after high school. So Don Kemper actually texted me after I graduated high school and said, hey, what do you think about officiating basketball and football? Well, by then, Coach Niekamp had already asked me to coach junior high football for him, so I agreed to that. So I said, well, I guess I'll give basketball a shot, you know, kind of stay around the game, stay around the kids on the floor, and still be interactive with the guys like that. So I got into it my first year after I graduated high school, and ever since then, I've just fell in love with doing it. And definitely is a great side money, but that's not why I do it. I do it because I love it, and I'm attached to the game.
That's a lie. You do it for the money. And then the other job you do, Darian, is coach. And I can tell you that's not for the money, especially
no,
junior high coach. So tell us about your coaching gig this year with the 7th grade.
I'm coaching the 7th grade junior high team. On that team, we got Caden Greasy, Isaac Breakerhoff, Mason Diller, Cruz Seifert, Gavin Evers, Cooper Thompson, Eli Leonard, Briggs Overman, and Austin Seacrest. So got 10 guys. One hurt right now would be Isaac Breakerhoff. So we're rolling with 9 right now. Started the season all 4-1, and right now we are on the 4-game losing streak, so we are 4-5. But got 3 games this week, so hope to go 3-0 and get above the .500 mark.
All right, well, good deal. Well, we're starting the second half here with the 10-covered start of the second half. And Walpole misses a shot, three-point shot, but are able to corral an offensive rebound. So
Ambos will take it out of the top of the key. He dribbles, guarded by Regan Martin, over to number 24, Seifrin. Seifrin takes it and puts it back out. Back out to number 10, Glout. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Glout. Over to Ambos. Ambos, nicely guarded by Regan Martin. Doesn't really have a shot. Throws it up. Falls out. Rebound, Clay Schmidt.
Gallette.
Gotcha. Clay Schmidt gives it over to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy will walk it up. Derek Jeudy with it on the top of the keys. Gets a screen by Ian Holman. Left side, nothing. Back out to Ian. Ian, three-point shot up. Up and no good. Be over the backboard, out of bounds. Walk ball.
Great-looking shot, though, for Ian.
Definitely a good-looking shot for Ian. He's a shooter. He's got to let it fly.
Especially wide open like that. I love that little drag screen with a pivot off of it. You create so much space for a shooter up top.
Looks good. So Ambos will bring the ball up the timeline for the Redskins. Over to number 24, Seifrin. Seifrin looks to create, gets a steal by Ian Holman. Ian Holman bring it up. Over to Brian Benn. Brian Benn shuffles his feet, no call. Up to Derek Jeudy on the top of the key. Derek Jeudy looks over to right wing to Regan Martin. Ball screen with Clay Schmitz. Regan goes 15 feet up and no good. Rebounds go to Ambos. And it looks like Ambos and Brian Benn get tied up, and I don't think you're going to rip the ball away from Brian Benn.
Yeah, he's not going to win that battle against big Brian Benn there.
Jump ball will stay with your Fort Recovery Indians. Derek Jeudy will go take the ball out with a box set. Derek Jeudy goes, looks for Brian Benn, finds Brian Benn. Great pass. Brian Benn just can't finish. In and out. Over to Ambos. Ambos brings it across the timeline for the Redskins.
Yeah, just one of those nights for Brian right now. He ain't getting the ball. He's a little hesitant, a little step slow, but that's to be expected. He played his butt off last night.
Yes, he did. He played a really nice game. Called no shot on the floor. Grant Kanapke and Gavin Toby will check in for Ian Holman and big Brian Benn. Ambos will inbound the ball for the Redskins. He's looking around. He can't find anything. Over to Seifrin. Kind of a bad pass. Seifrin finds a way to get it. Trapped in the corner by Seifrin. Or by Jeudy. Over to Ambos. Ambos has it on the left wing. So dribble to the top of the key. Looking to set something up. Tries to go one-on-one with Regan Martin. Pretty good defense by Regan. Ball's dead. Up and no good. Good defense, Regan Martin. Regan Martin will come with it. Over to Grant Kanapke on the left wing. Back to Regan. Regan has it. Left wing. Regan stuck. Over to Derek. Jeudy has it top of the key. Coach Melton calling out a set for his Indians. They get set up. Derek Jeudy has it. Over to the right wing of Kanapke. Kanapke has it and just throws it right away to where Gavin was supposed to be.
Great catch by Joe Metzger over in the front rail. I'm surprised he even seen it coming. I thought he was sleeping over there.
That's just one of those miscommunication things, Grant. I assume it was a set, by the way Coach Melton looked. And
yes.
Gavin was supposed to cut or something, and Grant didn't think he was. So.
Yep, so he's not on the same page there. Ambos has it for the Redskins. Looks to create. I think he's trying to do too much right now.
Absolutely.
Gavin Toby over to Grant Kanapke. Grant has it. Attack to the A-gap. Nice layup, and no good.
Love to see the aggressiveness so far.
I do, too. Let with the rebound. Goes to Eurostep. Left hand up and good over Gavin Toby.
Smooth.
Look good.
Great move by Gillette there.
Sudbury score 23-14. Your Indians still lead. 5:15 left here to play in the third quarter. Gavin Toby has it. Back over to Jeudy. Jeudy has it. Top of the key. He looks like he's calling something out. Over to Grant Kanapke on the right wing. Grant and Clay will go pick and roll right here. Grant Kanapke 15 feet up and no good. Side of the backboard over to Gavin Toby. Gavin with a nice rebound put back. Couldn't have fell in a better spot for Gavin Toby right there.
Fell right in his lap. He just powered it up through.
Ambos with the ball on the left wing. He's calling a set out. Over to number 3, Miracle. Miracle has it. Over to number 10, Gallette. Gallette has it on the right wing. Over to the big fella. Ware, 6'7", senior out of Walpole. Over to number 3, Miracle. Miracle has it. Thought he traveled. No call. Derek Jeudy on the... Miracle up and with a three-pointer. Up and no good. Derek Jeudy catches it and brings it across the timeline for your Indians. He'll pull it out, and he'll get set up in something. Being guarded by Ambos. Over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin and Clay Schmidt will try to pick and roll. Regan doesn't want it. Now he uses it. Three-pointer, no. Over to Jeudy. Jeudy inside to Clay. Clay, not a very good pass over the top. Big hands. That's a turnover. Gallette with a nice pass over to number 24, Seifrin. So it looks like Walpole might have tried to double inside there when Clay picked it up.
Yeah, Clay's trying to turn and skip through three defenders there. Got tipped, and Walpole back the other way at the quick layup there.
Indians are coming out a little flat here to start the third quarter, boys.
They are, and Coach Melton does not like what he sees, so he's going to take a timeout, and we'll take one with him. We'll be right back here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
We're back here in the Fort Site Fieldhouse where your Fort Recovery Indians lead 25-16, 3:58 left here to play in the third quarter. What's our third quarter sponsor tonight?
We got the Fort Recovery Insurance Company tonight.
Fort Recovery Insurance is our third quarter sponsor.
And they want to remind you next week on Friday night, if you're going to New Knoxville at the Barn, varsity game only, start at 6:30, no JV game. So
there you have it. Cale Ramel looked like he checked in for the Indians during that timeout. Makes a nice strong move over to Gavin. Gavin drives baseline. Thought he got a little body, no call. That's fine. Over to Gillette. Gillette gets his steal. He'll bring it up for the timeline for the Redskins. Over to Ambos. Ambos has it being guarded by Gavin Toby. Up to number four, Seifrin. Seifrin has it being guarded by the freshman, Cale Ramel. I'm sorry. Ball is dead on the block. Over to number 12, DeBell. DeBell back out to Ambos. Redskins will get set up on something different. Over to Seifrin. Seifrin over to number 10, Gillette. Gillette has it back up to DeBell. DeBell drives hard baseline. Good help by Cale. Over to Ambos. Ambos thinks about a three. Pulls it up and nothing but the net. That'll be a three ball. Redskins creeping in closer. 6-point lead, 25-19 here in your Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. 3 minutes left to play. Clay Schmitz has it. Ryan Post trying to get open, being closely guarded. Clay still has it. And gets the steal by Ambos. Ambos goes up for a layup. Up and good. That'll be a 4-point game right now. Your Fort Recovery Indians down up four. 2:40 left to play here in your Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Ryan Post will brand across the timeline. Looks like they're going to come trap. That's got to be a foul. A little collision with number three, Reed Miracle, and Ryan Post. And Ryan Post will still be down here at midcourt. Looks like they might have smacked heads or something.
That's one of those, if you're Walpaw, he's coming from behind the trap, and Posty doesn't see him coming. So when he turned and spun around, you know, he just happened to run into the Walpaw defender there, and he didn't know he was coming, so it's just one of those head-on collisions.
Yep.
And Posty definitely got his bell rung, and he's still down.
He did for sure.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we are back here in the Fort Site Fieldhouse where Ryan Post walked off on his own to the bench. Hope he's all right. Derek Judy replacing. Your Indians are up 25-21 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Looks like the Indians will run a set out of this. Up to Derek Judy on the top of the key. Derek Judy over to Grant. Grant, three-pointer up from the right wing and just short. Rebound comes down to number 12, DeBell. DeBell gets it, brings it across the timeline. He's pushing hard. Being guarded by Regan Martin. Over to number 10, Gillette. Gillette back over to Ambos. Ambos has it on the left wing. Takes a couple dribbles over to number 4, Seifrin. Seifrin back over to Gillette. Gillette's dribbling back over to DeBell. DeBell over to number 4, Seifrin. Seifrin being guarded by Brian Benn. Over to Ambos. Ambos has it being guarded by Grant Konecki. Over to the right wing. Ball fake. Up to the top of the key. He'll attack Derek Judy, number 3, Miracle. Kick out, number 4. Three ball up and in and out. We got fortunate there. Derek Judy have it bringing on the left side. Over to Regan Martin. Shot fake. Step back 3. Up and no good. Rebound will come down to number 12, DeBell.
Derek Judy
playing with one shoe.
Right now the Indians are playing a little selfish offensively. Not really running their stuff. Settling for some threes.
not working it around like they did early on in the first half with that inside-out game. And it's definitely shown. We're only up one here, 24-25.
Well, Ambrose just hit the back end of the rim and just rolled in after that.
Drop one. Looked like a Corey May shot back from 1992.
Now, Darian, as an official, can you really stop the game right there with a shoe? I thought you had to play through that.
Not while they have the ball, but right there I think is the right thing for Trevor. You can't really take the ball out, and they stopped it to allow him to get. It's really the number one thing is player safety, so.
By the way, Jason Potcutter was the one last night for us that hung on the rim.
That is right. I was thinking Dilworth did it.
Yep, Jason Potcutter, Matt Wendell, my brother-in-law, sent me a text last night. I didn't have my phone with me, said it was Potsy.
And I did talk to Cody Sweeterman today about that call, and it was definitely a safety reason. Yep. That's why he didn't get teed up on that.
Derek Jeudy powered it up in on that last possession for the Indians. Three ball for Seifring, good. 27-27.
And that'll tie things up here in the third quarter. 40 seconds left to kick.
Walpock's picking them up full court now here a little bit, boys.
Walpock says we're going to bring a little pressure at you. Regan Martin brings it across the timeline. Got a trap coming. Nice pass over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz, big boys, into the bucket. That'll give Clay Schmitz 14 on the night. 29-27, your Fort Recovery Indians. Good defense by Regan Martin. Walpock will probably hold for the last shot. Gillette has the ball. He's dribbling, being guarded by Clay Schmitz. 13 seconds left to kick here in the third quarter. Over to number four, Seifring. Seifring kicks it over to Miracle. Miracle up, kicks it out to number 10. Up, no good, in and out. Derek Jeudy gets it. 3 seconds left. One. And did we have no shot to end that quarter? Your Indians will lead in that third quarter, 29-27. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
We know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, welcome back to the court side. Start of the fourth quarter. Indians are up 29-27 against the Walpock Redskins here. Coach Pack, what are you thinking? What's Coach Bowen going to come up with here in the fourth quarter to get this thing, get us a W?
Well, first of all, you know, Walpock brought a lot of energy in that third quarter. They finally started going on a run a little bit. We got to make sure we match that intensity and that energy on our end. I'd be concerned about that. Also, you know, we kind of got away from pounding the ball inside. We did that in the first half, and that's how we got the lead. And we kind of went away from that a little bit. And we got to make sure we settle down, run some stuff, or we get good looks. So,
all right, Darren.
So Ambos will have it with the ball inbound. Who's our fourth quarter sponsor here?
Cal Pharmacy.
Cal Pharmacy is our fourth quarter sponsor. Stop in there and get your needs.
Or your medical needs, Darren. When you get older, you realize all the medical stuff.
Yep. Number four over to Seifring. Seifring has it being guarded by Brian Benn. Over to number 10, Gillette. Gillette kicks it out 24. Seifring. Seifring has it. Ball tipped around. Grant Mackey will come up with it. Get awareness by Grant, knowing there was one behind him. He kicks it out. And we'll get set up in a half-court offense. Derek Jeudy with the ball. Over to the right wing, Grant Kanacki. Grant Kanacki looking for someone to move. No one's moving. Coach Melton not very happy.
Right now, he yelled out a set, and everyone looked lost and confused.
And he's still not happy. So Derek Jeudy will have it. And he's dribbling all over the place. Over to Brian Benn. Brian Benn has it in the Schmitz. Somebody's got to catch the basket there. Yeah. Back out to Jeudy. Jeudy has it over to Grant on the right wing. Coach Mel not happy right now. Into the corner to Grant Kanacki. Grant Kanacki has it. Up, left-handed, up, and no good. Rebound will come down to Seifring. Foul on the Indians. Right now, Walpock is just taking over in the second half with energy.
Well, right now, we're trying to run sets a little bit instead of trying to play, I think, a little. And kids are looking confused because they're trying to worry about running things instead of just going out and kind of playing the game.
Yeah, like you said before, we kind of went away from going inside. I don't think he was calling anything when we were going inside there, so keep doing what we were doing there in the first half.
Because the other thing, when you go inside, it opens up the guards. Yeah, man, you start doubling down because they started the doubling on Clay and Brian. And we're kicking out. You get wide open shots. You also get cutters going. You get a lot of things going like that. You want to get as many paint touches as you can.
Right. So our Indians are still up to 29-27 here in your Calc Pharmacy fourth quarter. Over to Ambos. Ambos has it, being guarded by Regan Martin. Number three, Miracle, come off a double screen. Up, three-pointer up, no good. Rebound brought down by Clay Schmidt. Clay Schmidt finds Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter will bring it across the timeline for your Indians. He'll stutter. He'll bring it back out. No count over to Grant Kanacki on the right wing. Jeter will cut through over to Clay. And we're going to post it into Brian. Yep, there it is. Kick it out. Over to Clay. Clay has it. Back out to Derek. Coach Melton calling out another set.
Yeah, Brian's catching the ball below that block, and that's been the problem all night for him. He's catching it. He's trying to drop step. When he drop steps, he's below the backboard, so he's got to kick it to the corner.
Right, so just be aware where you're at, big fella.
I was just going to say that, and I didn't know you knew that as a guard there, Bob.
Well, I did play with his uncles, and they were a lot bigger than me, so it was either throw it into them or get my butt whipped after the game. So I did have a few assists in my career.
So your Indians will take a timeout, I believe, and lead this fourth quarter 29-27. We'll take a break.
The owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
We are back here in the fourth quarter. Calc Pharmacy scoreboard, where your Indians lead by two, 29-27. Kind of came out flat here in the fourth quarter. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. Walpock amped up the energy defensively. We're kind of standing around, not sure if we want to run a set, run motion. A little miscommunication between the players and Coach Milton there. Grant Kanapke, a three ball, no good. But, yeah, so it's kind of been a combination of two things. The players not knowing what to do and Walpock amping up the energy.
And Grant did miss that shot. And that's just one of those things where we just got to get on the same page together. And that's one of those things that will come as time progresses.
Right. So Miracle will have the ball over to number four, Seyfrin. Seyfrin has it, being guarded by Brian Benn. They're going to spread him out, and that's what they got to do. Good call. I like that. No shot. I like that call.
You can definitely see what Walpock wants to do here, though, on offense.
Definitely spread him out and get Brian Benn isolated, and Coach Melton realizes that, too, and says, we got to get Brian out.
Yeah, and they tried to do that a little bit there in the first half, too, but they weren't quite getting the matchups that they wanted. Now they've got the matchups that they want, and they're really looking to attack us off that dribble.
And Kel Ramo and Gavin Toby both check in, and Regan Martin and Brian Benn go out.
Inbounded number 10, Gillette. Gillette has it over to Seyfrin. Seyfrin tries to pass it inside and it is fumbled around. Gavin Toby with a nice hustle play. Indians will come up with the ball. Hopefully that's a little spark for the Indians. Gavin Toby kind of dives on the floor and comes up with the ball. Brian Post has it. He's going right. Pulls it up over to Gavin Toby. And it is deflected by Walpock and out of bounds on Walpock. Brian Benn will check back in now for Gavin Toby. Regan Martin will now check back in for Kale. So it looks like them guys, they might be going offense for defense here.
I would say so. Kind of looks that way.
Regan Martin will inbound the ball for the four recovery ends. In to Brian Benn. Brian Benn back over to Martin. Martin thinks about a three. Back out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it at the top of the key. Dribbles right over to Grant Kanacki on the right wing. And that's going to be Walpock ball. Yes, sir.
All right, just lost the ball, kind of lost some focus.
Yep. And that's Grant's kind of struggled with that all year, was focus and confidence and a little bit of attitude. Order number two, Ambos. Ambos has it. He'll bring it on the left side. Ambos has it. Gets a ball screen by number 10, Gillette. Gillette over to number 4, Seyfried. Seyfried has it. Baseline, nothing. Over to Gillette.
Great help side by Clay.
The ball. Good job, Indians. Clay will come up with the ball. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will bring it across the timeline for your Indians. Over to Grant Kanapke with a ball screen with him and Gavin. Ryan goes into Gavin Tobey. Go score, big fella. Inside out game with Gavin and Grant. Grant gets to the rack and gets the ball stripped to him before he gets a shot up. Your Indians still stuck on the score of 29. Walpock still stuck on the score of 27. Here, 4 minutes left to here play in your fourth quarter. Number 3, Miracle will go up. He gets a miss. So Miracle went up for a layup, missed it. Walpock got their own rebound and went to go up for a shot, and is fouled by Clay Schmitz. It is on the floor, so Clay Schmitz will pick up his second foul tonight.
Walpock just hustled in there, got the loose ball. Clay was behind, swatted down. Definitely going to be a foul called every time on that.
Yep, and Grant Knack and Ryan Post will check out for your Indians. Walpock has it inbound up to number 4, Seyfried. Seyfried over to Gillette. Gillette has it being guarded by the freshman, Cale Ramo, over to number 12, DeBell.
That's our third time we've been called for trying to push through staggered screens.
Who's Derek, that call on?
Derek Judy picks up that foul. That'd be our team fifth. 3:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard here. Looks like there's probably, some moisture on the floor here, it looks like.
Where's Mr. Canute at?
And the official hands it to the manager and says, hey, this is not my job, son. You're coming out here and doing this.
That manager wanted no part of it.
He's like, what is this thing?
He is scared to death.
Yeah, the official's like, I'm not touching this thing, kid. Gives him a little pat on the shoulder and says, nice job, son.
The big fellow for Walpock will check back in. Haven't seen him for a while. Trey Ware, the 6'7 senior out of Walpock. You think he goes inside here?
No, he hadn't all game long.
I would say no. He's allergic to the paint.
And he pops out and just catches it. So Ambos will control it for the Redskins, being guarded by Regan Martin. Over to number 4, Seyfried. Seyfried has it being guarded by Clay Schmitz. He's looking. They got nothing. Over to Ware, the 6'7 kid. Over to Ambos. Ambos has it being guarded by Regan Martin, still on the right wing. Curl cut and being nicely guarded by Ryan Post. Over to Seyfried. Seyfried has it. Back out to number 12, DeBell. DeBell goes in. Inside out. Three-pointer up and no good for your Redskins. Indians still lead here in your Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter, 29-27.
We dodged one there because that was in and out.
That is for sure. Ryan Post will bring the ball up for the Indians. Getting doubled. He's got to get rid of it. Over to Gavin Tobey. Oh, we about lost our scoreboard. And Coach Melton wants a timeout. He's going to want a, let's see. He's going to want a full timeout. So we're going to take a full timeout with him, and we'll be right back after this.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Cal Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Cal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription. And we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in at Cal Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Health mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, the one thing here, real quick, guys, starting this 3:08 in the fourth quarter is Walpole has kind of out-energied us, and I know that doesn't give you any points, but they really brought the energy in this second half, and we haven't done that. And it seems to be Coach Milton's lineup he likes when we need some energy. And, you know, you throw Kel Ramo and Gavin Toby out there, even though Gavin just came out. But those two and Ryan Post usually provide that spark for us, it seems like.
Yeah, I would agree with you right there. Gavin Toby is definitely a hard-nosed kid that will go get any ball that's on the ground for you.
Posty drives in and gets fouled, so we'll be taking the ball out underneath here on that.
We're going to do a little offense and defense, I think, maybe with, well, maybe not. I thought maybe Gavin was going to go in for Brian, maybe doing a little offense defense here.
They will, but we retain the ball.
Yep.
So I think they thought it was going to be Walpock ball.
Yeah.
And it is now because Clay just turned it over, so Walpock retained it.
Walpock turns it right back over.
Sloppy high school basketball going on right here.
This is some good Saturday night basketball. 29-27, 2:53 in the Kalt Pharmacy scoreboard here. Fourth quarter.
Ryan Post will inbound the ball for the Indians. Regan Martin comes up and gets it on the left wing. Regan Martin has it, being guarded by number 12, DeBell. DeBell is on him. Regan Martin's got to get rid of it. Over to Cale Ramble, the freshman.
We went from hardly no fouls in a quick quarter to now we're stopping.
I thought that was a weak call.
That little body foul on Walpock. It'll be their third foul, team foul. We have five, so.
Carol Rammer will come out, and Grant Canapio will go in. Ryan Post will inbound the ball for your Indians. Over to, into Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz gets it over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin has it over to Ryan Post. Redskins are doubling. And to Clay Schmitz. Got to go up with it. Body travel. No call. Up. Kind of out of control. And they'll give him a foul. So Clay Schmitz will go to your
Hall Brothers.
Hall Brothers free throw line.
Yeah, Smitty got the ball coming down the lane there. Stumbled, dragged, drooled a little bit there. Got his composure. Piled up through. Got fouled on the way up to the basket. He's going to shoot two for the Indians.
29-27, your Indians are the lead, and Clay Schmitz will finally put us on the board for the first time in a while. 30-27, your Indians lead in the Kalt Pharmacy fourth quarter. 2:34 left to play here. Clay Schmitz will get the ball. He'll take a couple dribbles to the line. It's up. It's off the back of the back iron. Regan Martin with good effort sends it back out to Clay Schmitz, and will give us another chance. Ryan Post has it at the top of the key, being closely guarded by number 12, Peyton DeBell. Gotta be body. Thank you. I like Ryan's composure there, though.
Yeah, he
played right through it. I like that.
It's going to take a lot to rattle Posty. He's always under cool, kind of calm, cool, collective kid.
Yep, so good point guard skills there by Ryan. We'll inbound it back over to Ryan. Ryan is now being guarded by Ambos instead of DeBell. Gets it over, pitches off to Regan Martin. Regan Martin will turn the corner. He'll attack. Back out to Schmitz. Schmitz has it in the left corner. Over, back out to Regan Martin. Indians are going to pull it out.
Kind of what we did last night as well. Basically making Walpole come out and foul us, or we're going to split people and get to the basket.
And that'll be their 16 fouls. The next one, Woobill 1-on-1. Derek Judy is in. Looks like the into Ryan Post.
2:09 to go.
Ryan Post over to Derek Judy. Judy has the ball at the top of the key. Being guarded by DeBell. Derek Judy attacks over to Clay Schmitz in the short corner. Back out to Martin. Martin has it in the top, up by the timeline. He's got a count. He's got to get out of that corner. Ryan has it. Being nicely guarded by Seifert. Kicks it out. Finds Brian Benn in the post. Hard to miss him. He's up and it's good. The big fella, Brian Benn. Give him his first 2 points of the night here in the fourth quarter. And it's a crucial 2 points right there.
Blocking call on Brian Benn.
And the big fella picks up a foul. And it looks like he'll go to line to shoot two. 6'7" kid, Trey Ware.
It's just kind of a tough matchup for him because they basically, even Ware 6'7", but he plays on the perimeter, and I don't think Brian's actually guarding him anyway. Brian got caught on a guard somehow, and they're just basically trying to spread everyone out. Now, they say he's not shooting free throws, so Gavin Toby's coming in for Brian on the defensive end.
So Brian Benn will come out. Gavin Toby will check in. 32-27, your Indians lead. 1:30 left. Seifert gets to the ball. He packs, kicks back out to number 10, Gillette. Left-handed floater up and good. Timeout Walpock right
he's
there.
He's kind of parted on that one.
Yep, so 32-29 here in your fourth quarter Kalt Pharmacy scoreboard. We're going to take a break with them. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse in your fourth quarter. Walpock is showing a little press. Your Indians up three. We break it.
Full court man-to-man.
Yep, and we break it nicely. There, Judy has the ball over to Regan Martin. She meets it. Yep, stay with the Indians. 32-29, 1:16 left here in the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
Quick reminder, next Friday at the Barn in New Knoxville, 6:30 start time, no JV game, just a varsity only, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting it.
Regan Martin, a three from the corner. Not sure we like that shot.
You know, it's one of those things you want kids to play, but you just took off 2.5 minutes off the clock for getting fouls, getting in the foul line, and pounding the ball inside. I guess I'm just thinking, why are you shooting a three off a one pass in the corner?
I'm going to have to agree with you there, Coach.
Absolutely.
Derek Judy will get the inbound over to Clay Schmidt.
That was one of those defensive back plays you teach Darren on defense right there.
Yeah, Clay Schmidt will step to the line with a 1-1 coming up. So Gavin Sobey will check in for Brian Benn.
On that right there, you would teach as a defensive backs coach, you got to turn and find the ball.
Turn and look.
And you can't run through the receiver on that one, right?
That's a pass interference.
Clay is on the opposite end of that. Usually he's throwing that. This time he's receiving it.
Yes, sir. Clay Schmidt's 1-1 free throw up and out. So yeah, it'll key a 3-point game still.
That Hall Brothers free throw line has not been good to us the last two games.
It has not been
very
good.
A rough weekend on the free throw line for the Indians.
And we're under a minute to play. 32-29, 55 seconds left to tick. Walpock with the ball. Over to number three, Seifring. Seifring drives. Nice move and just puts Derek Judy in the bucket.
Too easy.
Way too easy. Indians lead 32-31, 49 seconds left to play here in your fourth quarter. We'll be right back with a timeout.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches, and sides.
Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here in the Fort Site Fieldhouse where your Indians lead by one, 32-31, 50 seconds ticks left to play. And we got a little trickery, I guess. And the Indians get it in, full court press, Ryan Post, and they clear it out, being guarded by Ambos. And a trap is coming. Ryan doesn't feel it, I don't think. He picked it up. He's kind of cradling it.
Ooh. One of those, that's almost a jump ball.
I would agree. And Ryan, because Ryan kind of cradled it. He wasn't strong. He didn't get the elbows out, and the referees bailed him out with a foul.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a jump ball, and I'm usually a homer, but
I would definitely agree with you there, Coach. The Indians will go to the line. Ryan Post at the Hall Brothers free throw line. Up one, 39 seconds left to play. Ryan Post takes a couple dribbles, spins the ball. It's up, and it is nothing but the net. So we get a free throw to fall. Perfect.
He kind of has a little smile on his face because he's one of those that kind of missed a couple last night for us.
Yes, he did. So Indians up two, 39 seconds. Second one for Ryan Post is up, and it is
is, hits the back of the iron, hits the front, and rolls in. They call that a shooter's roll. I've never had too many of them in my day.
I can attest to that.
The Fort Recovery Indians take a 3-point lead, 34-31. Over on the wing, being guarded by Gavin Toby. Walpock calling some stuff out, being guarded by Gavin. Gavin, they kick it over to number three, Miracle. Miracle travels.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And the Indians will get the ball back. I think we got to get some free throw shooters in. Maybe take Derek Judy out, put Grant Kanacki in. Indians get it in there. Regan Martin. Regan Martin has it over to Schmitz. Schmitz has it and gets fouled by number 10.
Fouled hard there.
Braden Gillette. Yeah, he is, but he's a big boy. Ain't nobody hurting him.
Well, you know, the other part of it is they weren't going to foul Regan.
Nope.
And so they let a couple seconds tick off the clock. That's one of those things. Maybe Regan holds on to it a little longer. That way, hey, they're going to foul you, or they're going to run some time off the clock as well.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You want to be that guy at the end of the game and go up and hit some of those freebies.
Absolutely. And I think he might be lacking a little confidence last night as he missed a couple one-on-ones.
He did
and,
as well, too, yes.
Yep, so maybe understandable for him. Clay Schmitz will go to the line, and he'll shoot a one-on-one. First one is up, and it rolls across the front of the iron and falls in. Indians will take a 4-point lead, 35-31, 18.8 seconds left in his play here in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
Clay has that calmness to him, so
yes,
he can step up and hit those free throws.
And he makes it look easy, fellas. Over to Ambos. Ambos will push it hard down the floor. He'll give it to Ware. 6'7" kid thinks about a three. Over to Gillette. Gillette has it. Step back. And over to Ware. Ware with a white liner. Airballed. Nice box out by Ryan Post.
That was deep.
And it looks like Coach Melton is going to take a timeout. Brian Benn will check in for Gavin Toby. We have a full timeout. We will take one with him and be right back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, 7.0 seconds. Indians have a 5-point lead, 36-31. You know, one thing is, not that I care because Walpock did it, but, you know, you're down five. Why go for a three right there? Because if you miss the three, now you're fouling. Now you could go down seven. Go get the two.
Yep.
And then if you hit the two, because we're not going to foul.
No,
we're
going to
let the time run out. They go down. Now it's a three-point ball game. Now you might get a steal. Now if you foul and they miss, now you have a chance to, you know, to tie it up.
And not to mention it was about a 45-foot three. So
right.
It wasn't even a good-looking three.
Right.
Correct.
But I said, I don't really care. That's what not. So.
Yeah.
They have six people out there. That's got to be a technical foul. They have six people out there.
And they don't realize it.
Yeah, they caught him.
Oh.
The technical.
Yep, yeah.
Yep, they say, hey, we'll let it go.
We're going to play through. Game's over. Should be over.
Clay Schmitz.
Oh, boy. Regan Martin just rolls his ankle on a drive there after a full court pass from Clay Schmitz. He's going to hop up.
That looked really bad.
Matt, I just held my breath there.
Clay just threw a, what is that, post route?
Throw a post route.
They hit him on a post route. Great. Hit him in stride.
Yeah.
Regan just had to dribble it out. Instead, he went in almost to like shoot it.
Right.
His ankle just rolled. Didn't look good, that's for sure.
Walpock pushes it up. Three at the buzzer.
No good. You're final at the Fort Sight. The Indians back with a W here. 36-31 over the Walpock Kineta Redskins.
We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with Coach Milton and also some stats of the JV and varsity games.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, and we're back here, and we'll recap. Varsity ends up with a victory, 36-31. Maybe not the most prettiest, but W is a W. We'll take it, move on, especially on a Saturday after a hard-fought game last night with the undefeated Blue Jays of Delphi St. John's and Matt Contest. So, Bob, get stats?
Yeah, for the Indians, they were led by Clay Schmitz with 17 tonight, followed up by Derek Jeudy with 7, Ryan Post 2, Brian Benn, 2, and Grant Canapi with 6 for the Indians.
All right, and we'll recap here. Big night for Clay Schmitz with the varsity game. We'll redo the JV game here real quick. JV come out on top with a victory, improved their record to 5-6 on the season. In the first quarter, scores went 16-12 Indians. In the second quarter, the Indians outscore the Redskins 10-9 to take a 26-21 lead. Third quarter, it's Indians outscore the Redskins 16-13 to take a 42-34 lead. And the Indians finish up winning that game 50-45 to outscore, or actually got outscored by Walpock 9-8 in that one. Owen Jeudy had 18 to pace the way for the Indians. Caleb Evers with 12, Daniel Patch 9, Kobe Wendell 6, and Riley Heiser with 5. So, keys to the game on this one, fellas.
Yeah, just your typical Saturday night grind it out, you know. Two teams kind of feeling each other out early on. We definitely got the ball inside to Clay early on, and that's how we got our lead. Second half kind of went away from that a little bit. Got a little selfish, I thought, with the players. Guys were kind of trying to get their own, and that really wasn't working. And then, yeah, just kind of ground out a win there. Darren, you got anything?
Yeah, like you said, Coach, Clay Schmitz had 12 in there in the first half, only finished with 17. Only had 5 in the second half because I think we kind of went away from the inside game. I know they were starting to double down, so maybe we didn't want to get it in there as much. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, Clay Schmitz with a very nice night for the Indians. Derek Jeudy added, what did Derek Jeudy finish with? 7.
Yeah.
7 nice points out of Derek Jeudy. Definitely needed that out of him.
Well, I think, you know, he needed a little conference boost last night. You know, he and Grant and who was the other one? Regan kind of set on the pine a little bit. Coach wasn't happy with maybe their effort on the defensive end and, you know, brought in some other guys to play there. So, you know, it was nice to kind of see those guys bounce back because obviously, you know, we got 9 guys that can play and you need all 9 of them come tournament time, add that depth, add those confidence because, you know, one game someone could be off and you need somebody else in there. So, you know, it's nice to see some of those guys get some playing time, hopefully gain some confidence and bounce back because obviously we got a lot of games left. So, which reminds me of those games next week. Girls will host New Knoxville Lady Rangers on Thursday here, and WPGW will be doing that game and we'll simulcast out with them. Friday will be a 6:30 start time, no JV contest. Again, no JV contest. Varsity only, and Bob and I will be doing that game on the radio. And on Saturday, the boys host Arcanum, and WPGW will be simulcasting that game with them. And that is the night of the Athletic Hall of Fame induction. So make sure you come on out and see that and honor those 2 athletes who will be inducted to the Hall of Fame that night.
I didn't get my call on that.
Yeah, well, you know.
You haven't been out of school long enough, Darren.
That is right. I'm still a young guy. I forgot. And I'm not as old as you guys.
Enjoy the crafty lefty there who's in there.
Yeah. Well, folks, don't waste your time coming out to see that.
Yeah, they let about anybody in there.
I can tell.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break. Hopefully Coach Milton will be on his way out as I see the players start to come out. And we'll come out and have a quick talk with him here before we leave. So,
you say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here with first-year head coach Jim Melton. Coach, your thought on the games.
Do you really want to know?
Well, let's keep it PC, Coach. That's why we figured we let you talk versus us asking you questions.
Well, you know, I think I went through my entire set card. Take a look at that card. I went through about everything on there, highlighted my draw-ups. Sometimes, I mean, I wish I could go in and put it in for him, but you know what? We did pack tonight was our defense. Yep. Other than that third quarter,
yep.
I wasn't happy with that. I always talk about that at halftime because it always gets tougher because now I can't micromanage our defense because it's down in front of their bench.
Yep.
Yep. But you'd like to think I could manage our offense, but I think we only produced, what, 6 points maybe? Or 4 or 6 in that quarter. So
there's a struggle there for a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, hats off to them. Clay hitting some free throws. Rhino hitting some free throws there at the end, something that we didn't do the night before, you know. So I'm just proud of them for all sticking it out and, you know, I told Kobe Wendell he's got to be ready to get up and go get that defibrillator. We're probably going to need it sometime this year.
Well, you know, I thought the Clay looked really calm on the free throw line, hitting those. And, you know, he did have a big game with 17. You know, he had an early start. I think he had, what, 12 at halftime or so. And we kind of went away from him a little bit. Now, was that by design, by the kids' part, by the flow of the game, by them doubling down or not? Obviously, you weren't probably happy with that. But
no. We really tried to get Brian back involved again, and he's struggling a little bit, you know, because he's receiving a lot of that double down. They're really collapsing on him, and we thought we could take advantage there. But, no, we really didn't go away from Clay per se. I mean, I called UConn, and, you know, and he was able to get that. And, you know, I don't ever necessarily go away from somebody, but I was trying to get some other guys involved as well. You know, sometimes shooters, you just tell them to keep shooting, and they'll start falling, but... but again, I'll just go back to the defensive side of it. I really thought that they stepped up defensively. We talked about shrinking the floor and sitting in gaps and closing out. And, you know, they did a good job. We didn't have to play a gimmick defense tonight.
Right. So. Yeah, it's your typical Saturday grinded out non-league game after a big league game the night before. Take it and get the heck out of here.
Yeah, Regan.
You know, learn from it a little bit and move on.
Regan, the guys that played at bulk minutes on Friday night, we're talking about their legs, you know, jello-y. And, they, you know, we did the ice baths. We did the hydration. We did everything that we were supposed to do. Got our Gatorade shoes and every bonus that we could get to get an advantage. But, well, you know.
And some of that might have been, you know, like with Benny, the minutes he put, and he just worked his butt off last night. We noticed he was catching it so far down on the block.
Yeah.
And when he did try to drop step, he's below the basket. Below.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me. I was telling him to get higher on the block. Almost on that hash. That's where he needs to go.
His legs are dead.
And the other thing, too, I thought, you know, you talked about it. Third quarter, they came out with a lot of energy. We didn't respond. And then you kind of threw our energy lineup, it seems, out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Ryan Post, Kel Rammel, and Gavin Toby. And they kind of gave us a spark again, get us back into it a little bit.
Right, right. That's kind of that go-to line you guys are recognizing. You know,
the Spark lineup. And, you know, it's, I was trying to get Ian Homan in the mix again tonight, you know, hoping that, you know, he was kind of an ace in a hole because he hadn't played a lot, so they probably hadn't seen him on
right.
film. We were trying to get him loose for some threes. And, you know, he did a good job coming up with the loose ball there in the second half. And, you know, but, you're, you know, back to your comment, that lineup played really good as far as defensively and getting after him. And they bought into the game plan. A few times we broke down. I talk about technique on double staggers. Derek got lost once, but, you know.
Yeah, I heard that comment.
Yeah, the game plan was to take 21 and 3 away. And, you know, we knew number two, they had three main scorers. So you're not going to take all three of them away, but we thought 21 was easiest to take away because he's pretty one-dimensional. He can't go left. All he wants to do is shoot threes.
Yes.
You know, so, and threes will drive some, but he wants to burp in threes too. So we kind of, you know, very similar to the night before, trying to take away three-point threats and making other players beat us.
Yeah. Next week, New Knoxville. We are going there just for a varsity game only, 6:30. Tough MAC game on the road at the Barn. So what do you know about that?
Well, they're playing some people tough if you've been eyeballing their scores. They're not exactly getting, you know, blown away.
Right.
You know, they're keeping it within 20 and 15, a few of them. So I know they're playing tough. They got, I can't remember the boy, his last name's Horse, ends in Horse something. He's a nice player. He's averaging quite a bit of points. I really honestly haven't looked at him yet because my focal point is St. John's this week. So, you know, I spent about 6 hours in the middle of the night working on Walpock.
Well, hopefully you're getting some sleep, Coach.
I will tonight.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for stopping up here. We appreciate it. Congrats on the win, and we'll see you next week over there in the barn.
Thanks, guys.
So appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll run. Actually, let's run down some stats. You got those stats again?
We already did the stats.
Right? We already did the stats. Hey, Clay Smith led us with 17 points. Derek Judy had 7. Grant Kanapke with 6. Who's 13?
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan Post with 2 and Gavin Toby with 2. So that's our 36 points, so they're close too.
And Brian, I believe Regan Martin was held scoreless tonight.
Yeah,
he was. So. Brian, you just want to stay and talk all night or you want to get out of here?
Sure, let's get out of here. All right, we'll see you next week in the barn, 6:30 start.
Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.